You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ain't be banging, though.
This is absolutely not a bad song.
Not
this
at
is
all.
A banger. Banger song of the summer. The Tom Kelly show. Doesn't it have like a summer vibe to it?
Yeah.
A little bit. You don't seem to be a real fan, Kyle. And
yeah,
by the way,
like
I don't appreciate the mashup that you created, by the way.
What's that?
I'm sorry about that.
The Kyle created like a song with me like yelling things.
The remix. Okay, the remix.
Yeah.
I had to, man.
Yeah. Were you the one who created that?
Yeah.
Okay. Not nice. No. I didn't like that. Wait
for you people.
I'm going to expect for you. Oh, yeah, new people. Can't wait for that coming up. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. We'll get to some audio from Paul George in a second here. But another NBA thing I wanted to touch on real quick. It feels like there's no way LeBron can actually play for the Lakers this year, right? Have you guys seen all the stuff around him? A story comes out this morning about how, you know, LeBron, I guess, this is just crazy. He's frustrated that the Lakers are choosing to build around Luka and his timeline instead of LeBron.
Well, he's the future.
Yeah.
You know, and as well as LeBron's playing, because he's still playing well, he's a little bit older. And, you know, the runway for Luka is a lot longer.
But like, LeBron opted into a $52 million year on his contract. And now he's upset. He could have just opted out and gone somewhere else.
Yeah.
Like, it seems like a LeBron problem more than anything, but I don't know. It doesn't seem like he's going to be there this year. I still think it makes sense for him to go back to Cleveland, but we'll see how that all plays out. But
just over LeBron.
Yeah. I mean, it could be an interesting storyline, but doesn't seem like he's going to be in LA this year. But I wanted to get to this because Vijay Edgecombe obviously looked great in his Sixers debut last Saturday night. Was awesome in that game. Then has a thumb contusion and is out pretty much the rest of the summer league, I guess. The Sixers played a few more games. I didn't watch any of them because Edgecombe wasn't playing. And I think he's pretty much done now. But was really impressive in that first game. Took 27 shots, but had 28 points. And I think it was more just showing his ability to do a lot of things out there on the floor that the Sixers need. But Paul George obviously had to comment on this on Podcast P. Here's what Paul George had to say about Vijay Edgecombe.
I thought he put it all out on display. He showed flashes of stardom. I love the poise and patience in the pick and roll. That's not something that comes natural, especially for young guys that aren't point guards. I saw him reading when to come off fast, kind of hesitant off of the pick and roll, getting downhill. He's got his little patent 1-2 spin turnaround jumper. It was just a lot of poisonous around him. I thought he had a great showing, like enough for Philly to shut him down the rest of the summer.
Did you see him chirping a little bit? That was my favorite part.
He got the dog in him.
About the wrong thing, the number three pick.
He got the dog in him. Watching him, it was like watching a young Jimmy. He moves like Jimmy, kind of has that mid-range tenacity. He's kind of got a lot of the Jimmy likeness to him, so he's definitely gonna be good.
So Paul George, obviously a Vijay Edgecombe fan, So I guess, you know, I don't know. I guess that's encouraging. See, I'm not, you hear. See,
listen, I'm not about to indict Paul George for doing this podcast in the offseason. Wait till he starts the season and he does the podcast.
I will
indict him then.
And it's not like he didn't say anything wrong there. I mean, he's lauding his teammate.
Yeah.
I just.
And it's the offseason. Now, if it's during the season and he ain't playing and he talking, that's a little bit of a problem.
I am being dead serious when I say nothing enrages me more than when I'm scrolling Twitter and I see one of these damn podcast P clips pop up on my timeline. I don't care what he's talking about. I don't care if he's talking about the Sixers. I don't care if he's talking about it in positive light. If he's talking about, you know, his thoughts on the Eagles, whatever. I don't want to hear Paul George speak about really anything, especially during the season. They got to tell him not to do this podcast during the season.
How can you tell the guy that you're paying that kind of money to not to do something?
Because it's so annoying.
See, this is where
because it annoys DK.
It's annoying. I think it annoys everybody.
No, it's very annoying.
Listen, we live in an age where we tend to forget the players make more than most of the people that are the coach. They make more than the coaches. And so when you start talking about, well, I'll just tell him to do this or I'll fine him every time he takes a bad swing. They're not in position. The coaches are not in the position that they used to be in. These players make way too much money.
Well, no, the way I'm looking at it is,
how did I know he was going to stick
up
for
dude.
No, I'm not sticking up for him, Kyle, but listen.
We're paying you $212 million.
We were all excited when he got here until he got here.
Well, I wasn't excited.
And then
not everyone. Joe was, I think, adamantly against it.
Yeah.
But then when he got here, he started talking about getting ready for the season during the season. And that was, a lot.
Oh, and he shuts down the podcast to focus on the season when the team's like already eliminated from playoff contention.
Yeah, and then you had Daryl Morey say, hey, if you squint really, really hard, if you squint really, really hard, we can make it to the playoffs.
I want to get excited about this team. It's just so hard for me to get excited when that guy is on the team. Like Embiid, whatever. Embiid frustrates me, but it is what it is. Like, you really have no outs of that situation. And if Embiid is relatively healthy, he can still be good. I can't stand Paul George, man.
Yeah,
I really can't.
He's a weenie.
He said a weenie.
He is, but like,
do I dislike him more than Tobias?
Do you?
I don't know. I mean, it's tough. When you're anywhere near Tobias level, that's not a good sign.
Congratulations, Tobias Harris.
Okay, I can't stand Tobias. It's still Tobias, but
wait till you hear Hugh start fawning over him.
Oh no, here we go. Don't you please.
Yeah,
I didn't say a word. I knew that at some point the path was gonna lead to me.
Oh no.
And I wasn't gonna say a word.
Hugh knows me too well, dude.
I know exactly what's coming up for next from Hugh. I just think it's interesting he was able to make all that money.
He made a whole lot of money and ain't been in an All-Star game. And the Detroit Pistons did make it to the playoffs, though. That meaning we didn't win.
Not because of him.
I'm just saying, hey, they say Tobias Harris was a difference maker with the Detroit Pistons. That's all I'm saying.
Who says that?
People.
You just made that up. You just completely made that up on the spot and thought that we were going to call him out for it, and he knows it. Please look at him on YouTube right now.
Goodness.
People said it.
Just totally made that up. Nobody has said it. I've heard one person say that.
Crumble Cookie did good in Detroit, man.
That's all I'm saying.
People get mad about it. He got the bag and he sent him to the playoffs. People said he was a godsend.
that is definitely not true.
Yeah, I'm laying it on thick now. I'm laying it on a little thick.
Let's go to Jay. What's up, Jay?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What's going on, fellas?
What's up, man?
Hey, man. Hey, look, man. TK was the perfect guy, man. Besides bros, man, the best energies, you know, at WIP, man. Dudes will always bring it. So, man, I'm glad you didn't mess up my favorite show, because this and the Eagle show on Saturday are two favorites on WIP. So, good job, my man.
Thank you.
Thanks, John.
Yeah, and real quick, man, y'all brought up a couple things since I've been on hold. My God. Tobias never was as bad as people thought. You know, he was never supposed to be the second option. Ben Simmons.
I'm glad your phone cut out.
Oh, dang.
I'm glad. Start talking up Tobias Harris.
Yeah.
You deserve every bit of that.
Was he about to start talking up Tobias? Was that what you were saying?
Like, it sounded like Jay.
I mean, all I heard was he's not as bad as people acted like.
About to say wax, yeah. He's about to wax poetic on him. He's about to tell y'all what it was like to have the crumble cookie.
He was sitting there like, let him cook.
Let him cook. Let him eat.
And we got some divine intervention. Because Hugh's the only person who likes Tobias.
I don't.
Even higher powers don't like
well,
Tobias.
Well, it's not I like him, it's the irony.
Oh my God.
Because when you look at his career, his career earnings, Tobias Harris has earned he's earned the type of money that all-stars earn. And he hasn't been to any all-star games.
Sixers are a dumb organization.
Well, that's what I'm saying, and I just find that pretty impressive. When your dad is your agent. You know what I mean? When your dad's your agent, and the proof is in the pudding, like again, whether or not he was the catalyst for the Detroit Pistons going to the playoffs. They went to the playoffs when he got there. It's just the irony of the situation.
Well, I do think it's irony. I don't think it
Ain't that another song?
A reason.
Alanis Morissette. Isn't
ironic.
It ironic, don't you think?
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, Ray, on your wedding day.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my gosh. It's awful.
See how happy Hugh is right now? He knows he's 20 minutes from vacation.
I'm about to go get banged up.
Hugh is about to go direct line straight to the winery.
I'm going to get banged up. Man.
But it is great how every time I'm in for Joe, at some point, the conversation devolves into a screaming match about Tobias Harris.
No, I'm just saying,
every
man,
single time.
It's unavoidable. I just have vision when it comes to these
You're
things.
Blind.
Yeah.
Doesn't help that I'm blind. Somebody gonna get banged up, dog. What you talking about?
Let's go to...
He's getting banged every which way.
Tom really said that? He didn't realize what he's doing there? Maybe he did.
He's getting banged every which way.
Let's go to Eric and Mocha. What's up, Eric?
Oh, that got me. Yeah, Hugh, it's Friday, baby. Let's go get banged up.
Banged up, baby. We about to get banged up.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I don't have a lot to say about the Sixers other than they're the reason I'm not a 4-for-4 guy. I guess with Edge Cole, though, it's looking a little... Yeah, it's something to get excited about. I mean, a little bit, you know?
Edgecombs look good, Eric. I mean, it was only one game, obviously. We've unfortunately been burned by summer league loves before, but I thought he was really impressive in that game he played.
Yeah. So I want to go back to the original topic with Dombrowski because I am a believer in him. And, you know, he said something a few months ago, or I guess a few weeks ago it was, where he was saying, hey, the bullpen is going to look a lot different come playoff time. And I really do believe that. And that may even be without bringing somebody in. I mean, there is a lot of pitchers on our team in limbo. They're starters, but we're not going to need 5-6 starters going into the playoffs. You know, where I get worried is the players, because which players are going to be willing to go play that role in the bullpen. with and being starters all year. So I think it could be good without bringing somebody in, but we got to have guys willing to go play that role. That's kind of my thought on him. And, maybe a bat, but I think we could do it without somebody.
Yeah, well, Eric, I think when it comes to the bullpen and guy, I guess, starters moving from the bullpen, it's I think, to be determined. I think Painter probably is a guy who I think would make a lot of sense to move to the bullpen at some point if you can get him up here. Mick Abel actually went down to AAA and pitched great last night. So maybe he's still an option as well. So we'll see how it goes.
I love Mick Abel.
Yeah.
I loved him when he was up here. I know he kind of fizzled out there at the end, but why couldn't he be that eighth inning guy? All he needs to do is get three outs for us, something like that, and then – you know, Painter, I believe, is going to get his shot, and maybe he doesn't prove to be a full-game starter, but another just young guy to come in and just, you know, make a name for himself in the bullpen for year one and just build himself up. It's not a high pitch count. You know, it's something that we just need him to come get out.
Yeah.
And no. Could work.
Yeah. What do you got for a bad song, Eric?
Oh, man, there's a lot of bad songs on the country side and the rap side, but the one that kills me is Laffy Taffy. I mean, there's like eight words in that
you
whole
mean, Fabo?
Song.
That's
yeah, man.
Oh man, that song like that was song. Banging.
Yeah,
because see, you didn't understand. It was a metaphor.
I think it's pretty easy to get.
Yeah, I don't think
Eric got it. He didn't get the metaphor.
Now wait, real quick, Q. You were at a winery this weekend?
No, I'm going to one this week. I'm getting banged up. I'm about to get banged up.
Now, listen, I'm a vineyard manager in New Jersey, so I work on the farming side of wine. So you want me to give you a little knowledge that you can throw around?
Yeah,
when you go there to
yeah, if I can sound like I know what I'm talking about. Give me some knowledge.
All right, so here's a word that you can throw around. It's called terroir.
Terroir.
Yeah, it's like terror and wah. Terroir.
I've heard
terroir.
It's like it tastes like the
and
earth.
That, yeah, so that actually
well,
means.
Look at that cow knowing a wine term.
You used to work at a French restaurant.
Okay, look at you.
Wow.
So so basically that means like the soil beneath the feet of the vines and then the climate above. It's like, you know, New Jersey's terroir is different than Pennsylvania just because we have different climates. So when you go there, you can say that and be like, oh.
Oh, look at him. But here's a question, Eric. Can I ask them to pour, instead of the little glass they give me, can I bring my Bucky's cup? Tell them to pour the wine in the Bucky's cup.
Oh, yeah, that's totally normal here on the East Coast. I mean, people are drinking wine with straws here on our side of the
is that
our
right?
side of the country. Oh, yeah, it's not as classy as the West Coast, that's for sure.
Wow, so I could, like, I could do that? I could drink it with my
Bucky's
cup?
The Bucky's cup is outstanding.
Oh, I'm definitely bringing my Bucky's cup now. Oh, I'm definitely bringing it now.
I
need a picture of this.
Pick you up,
I need a picture.
I'm going to come with the Bucky's
thanks,
cup.
Eric. Appreciate
be like, we can't take you nowhere.
That would be great. You should. I love when I call it plastic. You're like, no, it's tin.
It's tin. It's going to be a Bucky's cup. I'm going to bring my Bucky's cup. Now I want to see how it's going to work out for me.
And I did want to mention real quick, maybe you guys are right about Painter, because Mick Abel last night, did you see what he did? Six innings, scoreless, one hit. So maybe Painter isn't quite ready yet.
He wanted to be back.
So without further ado, the time I've been dreading all day, let's go to you people.
You people.
It's time to hear from you people.
What do you mean, you people?
You know, what's getting lost in all this is the fact that Hugh has been largely let off the hook this week with TK in by you people. Usually they're coming for Hugh all day.
Somehow Joe doesn't. I'm taking the bullets this week. I'm like the Secret Service for Hugh when it comes to you people.
For some reason, Joe doesn't get it a lot. Hugh gets it all the time. Like the full force of you people is usually coming right after Hugh. But this week, lot of TK.
They see somebody new.
Yep.
To attack.
Yeah. I got one earlier, though. I agree with Kyle most of the time, but he sure is miserable. I don't even think I'm the most miserable one on the show. That's Tom Kelly by far.
Yeah, Tom was kind of miserable.
I can't argue that. I mean, what am I going to say?
Plus, I was being positive today about Dave Dombrowski,
yeah,
and I have a great time doing the show. You guys don't think I'm miserable,
yeah,
do you?
No, you're not miserable. Thanks, angry. Sir.
I like when Kyle's miserable more. I haven't enjoyed Kyle as much this week with his perspective.
Yeah, somebody had to bring it. Hugh is so frugal, he's saving some crab fry dust in his beard for a free snack later.
That was from earlier. I know they got me. That's why I was like, damn, you got to be careful. You got to be careful with that one.
What do you think of this one? Hugh looks like an action figure, and Kyle looks like the guy that collects them.
That was
the
dope.
Mustache does give you that look.
It's not a bad one. Not a bad one. I got a try-day suggestion for Tom Kelly. How about trying a new haircut?
Just got a new haircut. Man.
Yeah.
Have to go back again.
Yep. TK looks like he makes a mean grilled cheese. Tom Kelly looks like a knockoff Shane Gillis. I don't see that.
Shane Gillis knockoff?
Yeah, I'm not sure I see that.
I mean,
one.
He's a lot bigger than I am, both, you know, weight-wise and height-wise.
Yep. Tom Kelly looks like a tour guide who put his 2 weeks in and is now just going through the motions and hates his job.
That is so specific.
These are awesome.
Tom Kelly looks like the TSA agent that gets so annoyed when people are moving through the line slowly.
I'm the TSA agent that gets annoyed when I got to deal with a high Hugh Douglas coming through the line.
TK looks like the guy you see walking down the beach every day with a metal detector.
I would never be that guy. Come on.
You asked for it. They gave it to you.
I know.
Look like the guy that you catch looking through the dumpster behind your local fast food joint. That's tough, man.
Those guys exist.
This one's oddly specific. Like, I don't, in a strange way. Tom Kelly looks like he taught shop class in the 1980s.
maybe that's a haircut.
Wood whittler.
I don't know why the 80s. TK looks like he eats hoagies off the Wawa trash can.
Wait a minute, Wawa throws hoagies away?
No,
like the guy who puts like the hoagie on top of the trash can.
Yeah, you don't have anywhere to eat
in between.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah,
gotcha.
Tom Kelly looks like he sells loose cigarettes outside your local corner store.
Who said that? But how much are they going for, though?
50 cents.
Yep.
50 cents a pop.
It wouldn't be you people if we didn't round it out with somebody making the Jolly Comp. Now, somebody wanted to know if you prefer Lil Jolly, Young Jolly, or Baby Jolly.
Lil Jolly is funny. Lil Jolly is funny.
Young Jolly sounds like a rapper.
So does Lil Jolly.
Lil Jolly. Lil rapper
that's
name.
Tough.
I gotta say, though, man, I don't get the Jolly comps. I mean,
I don't see them.
I'm sure you don't.
You do? Yeah, wow.
You know, the more people bring it up,
you starting to see it. I don't see it.
There's something to it. Not personality wise.
I don't see it. And you know what? I'm pretty happy about this because I ain't really getting no heat.
No, Hugh's like, this is putting Hugh in a great mood for vacation.
I get a week off to go get banged up, and then I'm going to come back, and it'll probably be back to normal.
And then they're going
to
come right back out your neck, buddy.
Yeah, this is the thing.
You better clean that off week that crab fried dust.
That week after you return, people are going to come at you again.
Yeah.
But... And the great thing is, this can continue for people next week. I'm doing the afternoon show a couple days and the morning show a few days. Nice. So people can keep bringing this to those shows
they
as well.
Brought it. They really brought it with you this week.
Yeah.
You know
what
else, though, fellas? It won't be long now. Just saying.
For what?
The furry convention is coming to Philadelphia.
I mean, come on.
I'm just saying.
What is wrong with him?
What'd you say? You said you're going to go hang out there?
I'm going to go hang out at the furry convention at the hotel. I'm going to be at the lobby. Is that the Sheridan?
What?
The furry convention.
Wait, you're just going to go to the bar?
I'm going to go to the bar and hang out.
Okay.
Because I want to see, like, there are people, like, this is why it fascinates me so. Because it's a good chance that there are going to be some people at the furry convention that we probably work with. And I'm betting that we probably work with a couple furries.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Any ideas of specifics?
You already know where I'm going with this. You already know who I think going to be there.
Is it your go-to who you always say?
Who? Not Mosh.
That's right.
Mosh might be there. I was thinking more Joe the camera, but I can see Mosh.
Well, I just think you usually always say Mosh.
But I can see Mosh going to the furry convention.
Wow. Well,
he looks like a little, he could dress up like a squirrel. I'm telling you. I'm taking pictures too. If all I can right. take, I'm yeah, taking yeah, pictures.
Enjoy your week.
Right. I think that's enough for us today. But thank you guys. Thank you to Hugh Douglas. Hugh's on vacation officially starting right now.
Right now.
So Hugh's going to the vineyard. Thanks to Kyle for producing the show. Stay tuned. Afternoon show, they're coming up next live from Chickies and Pete's in South Philly right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.